USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC released its highly anticipated guidelines Monday for people fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Fully vaccinated people can visit other fully vaccinated people indoors without a mask or social distancing, and meet with unvaccinated people who are at low risk. They can also skip quarantine if exposed to someone who has the virus. The CDC does warn that those who are vaccinated should still continue to take some precautions, like mask wearing in public and avoiding large in-person gatherings. And Missouri Senator Roy Blunt says he will not run for re-election in 2022.
I want to thank my family and thank the great team that came together to help me work for you. Most importantly, thanks to Missourians, whether you voted for me or not, for the opportunity to work for you and a better future for our state and our country.
The two-term senator becomes the fifth Republican senator in the last year to announce they won't be seeking re-election. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
The trial for a former Minneapolis police officer charged in the death of George Floyd has been put on hold. Lance Pry has more details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Jury selection in the George Floyd murder trial of Minneapolis cop Derek Chauvin is delayed until at least Tuesday, as the prosecution asked the Minnesota Court of Appeals for a stay. Prosecutor Matthew Frank said Monday morning that the state will seek to get the jury selection process halted as the issue of adding a last-minute third-degree murder charge makes its way through the higher courts.
We started jury selection being told something very general, and then later they're told something very specific. I think it does affect the jury selection process, and so it is, and our position is it's very much involved, the trial itself.
Judge Peter Cahill agreed to give the prosecution time to wrap up an appeal Monday morning. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Officials from communities along the border have expressed their concerns to the Biden administration over the release of migrants into their areas. Yuma, Arizona Mayor Doug Nichols says he told officials that cities like his don't have the infrastructure to take on an influx of migrants. He tells Fox News that he's also concerned about the possibility of COVID-infected migrants being released into his city.
We don't have a very robust nonprofit structure that deals with migrants coming through because it's not a very regular activity for us. And we're a smaller community. So one of my main concerns was we need to make sure that DHS, if they have to release, is releasing in communities that can handle that kind of load. So larger communities that have those resources. And then on the COVID side, it says we don't understand or we don't know what the level of infection rate is of those coming in our community. And while we're trying to manage regular border traffic, which we do a lot of here, we've got a very robust economy with Mexico, but we're trying to control that on the legal side so that we limit exposure. But on the illegal side, we then have this release into our communities that's not really being managed.
And the Dallas Cowboys and quarterback Dak Prescott have reached an agreement on a contract extension. ESPN reporting Prescott's extension is a four-year deal worth $160 million, with $126 million of that guaranteed. It also includes an NFL record $66 million signing bonus. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.